Hello there, folks. So I thought I would just do a stripped down monologue on the situation in America, which seems to be getting worse every day. Washington DC is on fire. The lights of the White House have gone out, presumably because they've got snipers on the roof, because they've got rioters and thugs outside. There's 140 cities under siege, basically, in America. And to look, let's look. It looks like a war zone. It looks like somewhere in Africa, not without reason, actually. And what I thought was interesting is the way that the system itself doesn't seem to be able to cope with it. I mean, I didn't expect the American government to do very much for the white population, but I at least expected the American system, the American state, to stand up for itself. But it doesn't want to do that, because, and it's something similar to the problems that we've had in England with some, say, the grooming gang issue. And I know everybody doesn't like that term, where the problem that the liberal state, I think, gets itself into these problems where it creates problems for itself through its own contradictions and through its own lies, where in order to get out of the situation, it would have to be illiberal. It would have to become something which was unpalatable to itself and to the population in order to get out of the problems that it's created for itself. So in the case of the just in America, then you would expect, I mean, I can't understand why the army isn't on the streets shooting people, because the other option is that they're going to have the country burned down to the ground. And I just think, well, why? Like, America has got like a $2 trillion military or something ridiculous. America's got more military might than the rest of the world combined, and yet it doesn't even have the will to stop its own cities going up in flames. Donald Trump's had to go down into a bunker. This seems completely ridiculous. How can you let yourself get into this situation? And it's because they're in this liberal trap. Because if they did deploy brute military force to start shooting people and cracking heads, then that would be feed straight in to the problem that they have, given the demographic makeup of the looters, who are mainly black. It would then be the oppression narrative would be that right out there in the open, and so in a way, they'd fall into a trap. And what they're doing right now is to say, well, actually, the brains behind all of this are Antifa, because it's easier for them to. They don't want to have to deal with the racial angle on this, and so they've kind of shifted the frame, and they're going to talk about Antifa, George Soros funded groups who are there. They are there, but it's very convenient for Conservative Inc. not to deal with this, with the real problem at the heart of it all. Because the reason why you have, say, the issue with the police is to do with statistics on crime. And it all traces back in the end to just differences between human populations, doing the very best I can to avoid the YouTube banhammer. It's to do with just inherent differences between populations. But a liberal state can't really deal with that, because it wants its population, especially in a place like America, is that in the modern liberal state, wants its population to be a blank slate of consumers who don't have any inherent differences, and they are all just the same. They are all just units of consumption and production. And so the problem then is that, well, if you've got one particular demographic and they are being left behind, let's say, well, they aren't allowed to actually point to those differences, because it would point out a fundamental flaw in the makeup of the whole civilization. And so you see this huge, unbelievable, this colossus, this superstructure, and you see that some of its rivets are coming out. The stands that it's on are rusted, and there's some cracks in the edifice, but they just kind of, let's just keep welding them, let's just keep painting over that. And what happened is that the left have come in with this victim narrative. So the normie con, what do they call them? The boomer bought, right? Just let the left have all of this ground. And the left came in with the victim narrative. And they said, well, we can explain these disparities between races through a Marxian prism of oppressor and oppressed. And so this becomes a problem in the case of these riots because, and pretty much everything else that happens on a day-to-day basis in America, because of this basic founding lie that's embedded within the American system. And where you end up is that when then the oppressed, in this particular instance, are then in rebellion against the power elite, then you see that it's actually completely helpless and it can't do anything. Because if it was to strike back in and then preserve the country as it is, then you'd see that it would be the equivalent of mowing down all of the oppressed on the streets. This is the bind they've got themselves in. So they can't do anything because it would just be sort of proof positive that it's the of the systemic racism in the country. It's and so they have to warp it, and they've kind of twisted around into this pretzel, and they'll think, well, let's just change let's just kind of look over at this other group. Let's look over at Antifa, and we'll like that'll be good enough to run with, and we can blame them. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, Antifa are obviously a bunch of scumbags. But you can ban them if you want. You can throw all of them in jail. I don't believe much will happen to them, to be honest. But you can scapegoat them all they want. But the main structural problems that exist in America won't go away. Because America isn't actually on fire because of Antifa. It's on fire because its liberal ontology is based on a lie. And they don't know how to deal with the lie within the liberal paradigm, because whatever they would have to do to solve these problems would be illiberal. It would break the liberal nature of America, and so they stay within it and try and blame it on Antifa, and that they've got all of these complicated stories and all of these narratives and philosophies to explain all of this away, all of this complicated mumbo jumbo, rather than face up to the fact that man isn't a blank slate. And you can see, because America's cities are now starting to look like Somalia, the reality of biology is coming through no matter what they do. So I cannot really see how America comes out of this. And from an outside perspective, it just looks pathetic. And I imagine a lot of people around the world would be shocked. But what's the point in having all of this military might if you can't even prevent your own cities from burning to the ground? Because you're shackled to this narrative of egalitarianism. And what are they going to do? I think it's going to be just, this is the decline. And, you know, people have tried pointing it out. People try to point out these things, and they were the ones who were cast out of the system, cast out of polite society. All of these morons on Antifa, and all of these, the solidarity with them all, none of them have even had a PayPal account banned, because the system knew that fundamentally it relied on them as well. Whereas the people who are there pointing out disparities in IQ or racial differences, the things outside of the liberal frame, they were the ones who were ostracized. And so somebody like, you know, with my views, I can look back in on this monstrosity collapsing in on itself, and the violence on the streets, which is overwhelmingly against white people, casually being beaten up and looted and burned out. And you kind of think, well, you know, we tried to point out all these flaws, and we were cast out. We ostracized, jailed, had your people, you know, have their lives destroyed because of just these opinions. It was absolutely taboo to try and steer the ship in another direction. And the reason for that is because the blank slate, in the end, I mean, this is a critique that the left should have made because it is capitalism, as many are pointing out, and liberalism. This is where it's ended up. And there'll be more. There'll be more burnings. Maybe they'll get this one under control. But how they will then have to have an even more cooked and soft approach and complicated narratives to explain this away. It's sad. It's sad. But I think this is the beginning of the end of America. Because liberalism is there right in its DNA. We're going right back to the founding of it. And it's, unfortunately, completely flawed. Thanks for listening, folks.